RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
He had eligibles on the play, and certainly he was one of them, and he's a capable guy. I got no qualms about us playing to win the game in the way that we did.
That's Mike Tomlin talking about three consecutive passes to Marquez Valdes-Scantling at the end of the game. Yeah, he's eligible, but he was a guy who wasn't even on your roster here but a few weeks ago. He's been cut a couple of times on the practice squad because of injury, got an opportunity to play mostly, and a relationship with Aaron Rodgers. That's not a reason to ignore other guys who were eligible, and I thought Kenny Gainwell was one of them, and Pat Freiermuth should have been targeted much more, especially down there at the game. 412-928-9370. We have some decisions to talk about in this game. You want to do a couple of quick phone calls first, and then we'll get into them? Because I know a lot of guys have been waiting here for a while, and I hate to do that to you if you're waiting that long.
Take Matt in San Francisco.
San Francisco, home of the 49ers, who might get the number one seed and host a Super Bowl. How about that?
That is right. Good morning, gents. Morning, Bob. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, Matt.
I've been on before, but not when you are. So this is extra special. But
thank you.
Yeah, you bet. All kinds of takes, which I'm sure you know. You guys have been hearing all morning, and we'll hear all day. But you know, starting with that game yesterday, and I've been a user since 1975, and I've seen a lot. And what you know before that game, I knew we weren't going to win that game. And here's why: Mike Tomlin is masterful at not bucking dubious trends. He has not won there in what now, 6 years?
Well, it's 1-6-1 without Ben Roethlisberger. They haven't won in 5 or 6, right?
Yeah, I think it goes back to 21 was the last time we won in Cleveland. Maybe a little bit further back, but in any regard, I'm looking at that game going, it ain't gonna happen. You know, you've got a menace on the other side just licking his chops to break our guy's sack record. And Cleveland has nothing else to play for, you know, and one of the most dangerous teams to play are those. And the play calling, this is what Mike Tomlin seems to do. He has this tendency to beat the teams that we probably shouldn't be viewed upon to beat before the games. But every time it's an inferior opponent, this is what he does, especially when it matters most. And as far as that last play, you know, that miss to MVS, I don't know if you guys saw it, but Kenny G was sitting at the 2,
yep,
so wide open,
he
could have caught the ball and rolled in for the score.
And he likes, Rodgers normally likes Kenny Gainwell. He does. He looks for him, and he was their leading receiver the last two games, and in this game, an afterthought almost. So, yeah.
That is correct. And so what I saw, in addition to that being – and we've seen some bad ones, gents, but that might have been the worst offensive output I've ever seen out of a Steelers unit ever.
Well,
and you know,
I can go back and find some similar to that, but you're right. They didn't have many weapons to begin with, and Metcalf's suspension is killer, and it may be again.
Yep.
Austin out, and you got three guys who really are afterthoughts. All due respect to them. They've had their share of good years, but they're there because they just needed warm bodies. You know?
Warm bodies. And that's it. So, in my opinion, now coming into for the Ravens, now as far as sports betting wise, a lot of that money is going to shift on the Ravens. The popular money is going to go there. Watch the sharp money, because this is the type of game where no one's going to give us a shot. Don't be shocked if we win it.
Yeah, I wouldn't
be. I don't know how.
I wouldn't be, but you're right. There'll be something that comes up. And Matt, thank you for the call from San Francisco. Up against a little bit of time constraints here, but we appreciate it. Call again. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But they're underdogs. They like that. They'll use that. Next thing you know, they could win a game, and then we'll see what happens afterwards. All right, we got decisions. Austin, this was a game of so many decisions.
Yes, and, man, it's kind of hard which one to start with. Let's go with MVS three consecutive times.
At the end of the game.
Goal to go, ended the game, where there was miscommunication on what looked to be an in-cut, but he ran out on one of the plays. There was obviously the final play that it was a 50-50 ball where I don't remember the last time MVS has won one of those. If it was DK Metcalf, I'd feel a little bit more comfortable with it, but still don't like the route concept there. Mm-hmm. And the other one, too, we had two instances that we saw where MVS and Rodgers were just not on the right page. So I guess it's just, we'll go back to him again. Oh, then third time's the charm. Instead of Gainwell, who is open, maybe he doesn't get in. But I still think that it's a higher quality opportunity with Gainwell streaking towards the end zone over the middle of the field. If he breaks off one tackle, he's in. Then MVS in a contested ball like that. I just think that Rodgers' decision-making in those moments were very poor.
Yeah, and he did not have a good game at all. He missed guys. I think he was trying to force it too much to a guy he's played with before. But it takes time to get involved. The fact that he was the leading target guy was a mistake in my view. I still think I go back to the simple stuff of Gainwell and Freiermuth were your two best players coming in. With all these other absences, they should have gone to a more.
The next decision that really made me scratch my head was the play to Scotty Miller on 4th and 1. They throw a 50-50 ball. Again, a 50-50 ball. It was on the far sideline to Scotty Miller where the ball was thrown out of bounds by Rodgers.
It was a bad throw.
At the 22-yard line, you could have just kicked the field goal in what was a 10-3 game at that point. To the point where you kick the field goal, you get closer, but still, you want to score a touchdown there. My big problem with this, Bob, was why are you not running the tush push? You have been so successful in that Spartan-like play. Mm-hmm. I know Darnell Washington is hurt. You can't find anybody else to push Connor Hayward forward?
Or do a sequence off like they have been doing. They could do a lot of different things from that. And I'm telling you, one day, Aaron Rodgers, who's sitting back there waiting, it just looks like he's taking himself out of the game. You watch one day, he'll have an impact on one of those tush pushes. It'll be another sequencing. But yeah, I would have preferred that just because they've had success with it.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're down there, and it wouldn't have disappointed me if they decided to kick a field goal there either. I would have taken those points, given how this game was kind of unfolding.
Yeah, I would have either taken the points, but the number one thing on my mind would have been to run the tush push again. They've done so well with it.
Yeah.
So
Ever since they adopted it as their own and want to do stuff with it, they've been very good.
It makes me think this. Are they just – they've been so Darnell Washington reliant this year, whether it's as a pass-catching tight end or mainly just blocking. Do they think that much of Darnell Washington where it's not Connor Hayward in the way that he is able to push ahead on like a quarterback sneak, but it's Darnell Washington, all 300 pounds of him, that push him ahead, and that's the main reason why the play is successful?
Well, not Connor Hayward? I don't know. I don't think they can rely on one guy that much that way. I think there are other guys. No, and that's my point. Whether he's in there or not, they still should have success with it based on how they've run it.
So why isn't Pat Freiermuth behind him pushing?
It could be.
Why isn't an offensive lineman
any
eligible
of those guys,
pushing back there?
Any of those guys who weigh 300 pounds, put him back there and tell him to push.
You want
to
play that game? Why don't you have Keanu Benton come in and push him forward? Or Y.A. Black? It would serve a similar purpose.
Sure.
Why go away from the play despite having one player miss action? I think that it was coaching malpractice.
Next decision.
The next decision that came to my mind was the decision on 4th and 10 to go for it with about 2 minutes left. You still have all 3 timeouts. So in doing that, you basically give Cleveland a field goal where if you punt the ball away, you score a touchdown, you win the game, where you would have scored a touchdown, maybe you go for 2 and win it. Or you play for overtime. They probably would have played for overtime, but who knows? Hindsight's 20/20 now. Was it the right decision, Bob, to go for it on 4th down and 10 where the ball was batted at the line of scrimmage? You gave Cleveland a free field goal where it was their only points of the second half. Well, or should they have punted it away and just had their defense
stop
Cleveland?
I could be okay with
Cleveland.
That call because I think there's no way Cleveland's going to move the ball at all after that. I would have kicked it and maybe done that. Absolutely. But I also don't have a problem necessarily at that point because they haven't mustered anything offensively. They got to get and keep possession if they wanted to. That was less of an offensive thing for me than some of these other ones. But yeah, I would have punted. My choice there would have been punted 3 timeouts. I could do what I got to do with those things. As it turned out, they had to use them at the end of the game where they're just trying to kill the clock so that Cleveland would set up a field goal. And even that I thought was a mistake by Cleveland. I thought, you know, if you're going to run the ball, fine. Just don't run it the same way 3 straight times. Because you're leaving a minute 40 on the clock with Aaron Rodgers, who's capable of moving down the field, which he did. You know, you could have put the game over and done with there. And what are their 3-win team? What the hell do you have to worry? Just try to put the game away at that point.
Yeah, but I mean, if I'm the Browns, or if I'm a Browns fan, I'm applauding what Cleveland did. The Steelers are giving you 3 free points.
Right, but they're also going to get the ball back with a minute 40 left with a chance to tie the game because it's only a 1-possession game.
Right, but the defense of Cleveland has dominated the Steelers mainly because of how they played.
But guess what?
But also the
game plan. In that situation with no timeouts, they moved all the way down effortlessly to the 15-10-yard line. And I knew that would be the case because typically when you're in that, those defensive players who are always on – you know, aggressively trying, they're going to go away from it. It's just an epidemic in the NFL where they play prevent defense.
Right.
They know what's ahead of them, so they're going to give you stuff with an opportunity to win a game. I would not have preferred that if I was a Cleveland fan. I would have tried to go for the jugular right there so they never touch the ball again.
Yeah, you could, but then that would eliminate the Steelers having to use another timeout, and what would have been more valuable in that situation? I think if the Steelers had another timeout in that goal-to-go situation, maybe that would have helped them with play calling. Maybe it would have made something a little bit different, or the way that they manage the clock.
There's so many things that could have changed the outcome of the game. That's what we're trying to describe here for you guys, and that's it. This game could have been a win in so many different ways.
This DK
Metcalf to capitalize was critical.
This DK Metcalf situation has really screwed them, hasn't it, Bob?
Yeah, it is. And he's largely for what's happened here because it's changed everything they do offensively.
By my own ignorance, I didn't think that there was much of any chance that they lost this game in Cleveland, and I understood what the history was, of course. I thought they were different. But no, they're the same old
I thought
old
they
X
were, too. And just as you said,
hasn't changed.
Cleveland, as good as their defense has been, they did give up 31 points to Tennessee. They
yes.
did give up 20-some points to Buffalo. They to get no touchdowns against, and given what was at stake of that game, is just something that's – I never would have thought that would happen. I really was convinced somehow just because more of Cleveland's terrible offense, they'd win that game.
How about they went at Denzel Ward like 3 times in that series too? So you're
and I thought Tyson Campbell was probably their best corner yesterday. He was all over plays early in that game.
He played very well, but Denzel Ward's a guy. Like, he's a dude. He's a great corner. You don't go at him in that situation.
With Marquez Valdes-Scantling, again, a good player in his prime, but this is past his prime. 12:50 mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. Over 50 years for that. And today's weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 33, Merrill Hodge. We've changed from that one. Low of 23, we stick with Joe Hayden on that one. When we come back, we're going to have one of our favorite guys, Rob Long from Baltimore, weigh in. And again, those of you who've called and held on, I appreciate you doing that. I just wish we had more time to get into your calls. We may at the end of the Rob Long interview, but that's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour right here on the Pomp and Joe Show. Back with more after an Austin headline after this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.